back in a practice field. You got to feel pretty good about it, right?
Yeah, I can't believe I actually missed Joe Cullen yelling at me every single day, but I did, and it feels good to be back out there.
What was the first time you realized, you know, I really miss this Joe Cullen guy?
I mean, it was the very next day after getting hurt, I missed him. Just because the dude brings so much passion. He's probably the most passionate coach I've ever played for my entire life. So not to be a part of that every single day, it really gets to you after a while.
What has been the toughest part of your rehab? I mean, obviously not being out there and going through the process every day. What was the toughest part
for you? It wasn't so much my foot. It was just mentally, especially being out last year. Being out for most of the season and then, having a good camp so far and then getting hurt, that's probably the toughest thing. So just staying mentally in it and just making sure that you come back strong.
Are you healthy now?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like if you're on the field, you don't have time to be hurt. You know what I'm saying? If you're on the field, you have to go through your checks. You got to focus on your man in front of you. I don't have time to worry about an injury. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm 100 right now.
Are you lobbying to play then? Are you telling
me? Absolutely. Yeah, the coaches know that too, but at the same time, they're going to be smart with everything. But as far as I'm concerned, I feel great.
So you don't know yet whether you'll get a chance to go or not?
Even if I did, I'm not going to pay $10,000. So you can go and write me a check for $10,000, and I'll tell you.
Give us an idea of Indy. I mean, they haven't run the ball very well, but they still they will try to establish the run, right?
Yeah.
You guys have to improve on that.
Oh, definitely. That's first and foremost for us. I mean, no matter who we're playing, we got to stop the run. And they are doing some different things than they've done in the past. They want to run the ball. It's a part of what they want to do, so it's going to be important for us to stop it.
Andrew Luck, yeah, he'll get out of the pocket sometimes. He's a little mobile, but instead of running, he still likes to throw, and that causes some trouble defensively, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's just a playmaker. He's just a really solid, smart quarterback that knows what his tools are and knows how to make plays, whether that's scramble for a first down or get out of the pocket and make a throw, whatever it is, he's capable.
Two games into the regular season now as a starter, are you holding up all right?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. Obviously a disappointing couple weeks for us, but, feeling good. We've got a lot of good ball ahead of us.
They have a really efficient offense. He gets the ball around. A lot of crossing routes to get everyone involved. Of course, they have Wayne, a veteran receiver that's been doing a great job year after year. And they have a new guy, Avery, that's been in the league for 5 years now that can really knock the top off of coverage. So, and the running game, they're a team that likes to run now. So we have our hands full, but I know Coach will have a great game plan for us and we'll be ready.
What makes a guy like Reggie Wayne so good? What does he do well?
I mean, running really, really, really good routes. And, of course, he's been having a quarterback to get him the ball. So his route running is really well, and he catches the ball with either one hand, fingertips, or however the ball comes to him, he's going to catch it.
A lot of the talk around Andrew Luck this week is his mobility. Mm-hmm. It might have surprised a few people. And when he gets outside, he likes to throw. But that makes it tougher on defensive backs because it extends the play, right?
Exactly. It's always a challenge for the DBs to go against a mobile quarterback. Like you said, he's a guy that can get out of the backfield. I think he's their second leading rusher on their team. So he's really efficient throwing the ball as well as running.